It's a tricky one. I mean, you know, with some people have more motivation levels than others. Some need a little push. Diet on its own can really help improve your motivation levels because it just gives you that you know, extra incentive to do it. And I think, you know, with any sort of exercise, once you've got the ball rolling, it's once you learn how good it is for you and what it can do for your life, you know, it can really change you. So. And, you know, through my own experiences and experience of friends and family, you know, exercise is key to health, so. And right. As well as diet.
Do you know what? I quite like the beetroot juice. I've surprised myself.
Do you want some more?
I will, but not quite yet. I didn't say I loved it, Dan. It's all right. It's not bad at all. I've taken that. With a straw, look. Yes. We'll talk more to Dan in the next few moments. We'll check the roads as well. Trains on the branch line.
Porridge, you know, as a slow burning carb, you know, the benefits of granola as well for you. You know, just take a little bit more care on what's inside. You know,
scrambled egg. You were saying brilliant. You're a big fan of scrambled egg.
I love me whites of scrambled eggs. Yes. You know, the benefits of the white of the egg are obviously better for you. The yolks have higher cholesterol. They have protein in them as well, but a lot higher cholesterol and fat, so do try and stick to the whites of the egg for the protein.
So how do you do yours? Because I know some people do scrambled egg in a microwave, and some people, you know, traditionalists do it in the pan on the hob. I mean, is that how you do it?
Yeah, it's a big debate between me and my fiance. She likes to stir it in the pan, and I like to use a frying pan. So
you've got to sort that out.
We have got to sort that out. Yeah, we're getting married in a couple of years, so we've got to sort that out before we get married.
And talking marriage, in August, you know Neil.
I do.
Well, he's been on the text because you're his best man, aren't you?
I am the best man, yes.
Have you got the speech sorted yet? You've got a little while, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got a little while.
You remember, you've got to say something nice about the in-laws,
yes.
And you've got to embarrass Neil completely.
Oh, that's very easily done.
Everyone's heard about Neil in Ipswich. I mean, there's a lot of material out there.
There is.
Yeah.
There is. And
I'm all right. I need to know that you and your fiancé have sorted that, right? Yeah?
I'll win.
Oh, no, you gotta... Hey, it's good to see you. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
All right, that is Dan talking to us here on Town Breakfast. And I might even go for another glass of his beetroot juice. Still reckons he's got... I reckon he's got shares in the old beetroot crop of Suffolk, is what I think. He's got an allotment somewhere. He hasn't talked to fiancé about it yet. He's still dealing with a scrambled egg. So, Foggy Thursday, we'll look ahead with the roads and trains, tell you how that's going, and find out about Woodbridge Has Got Talent, happening tonight.